Hello?
We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. Hello? Okay, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't have an opinion.
In order to continue with the survey, you must select one.
Satisfied.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, when 0 means it is not an important issue to you and 10 means it's very important issue to you. Allow me to read. Reproductive freedom.
What did you say?
Reproductive freedom.
5.
Okay. Climate change.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
Student loan debt.
5.
Jobs and wages.
7.
Could you please repeat that?
7.
Okay. Abortion rights.
10.
Voting rights.
0.
Healthcare.
10.
Inflation and cost of living.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Immigration.
8.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Extremely likely to vote.
Okay. What is your race?
What is my what?
Your race.
I'm not sure what you're saying, so I can't answer.
I'm asking you about your race.
My race. What is my race?
Yes.
Race? Oh, African American.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
77.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Allow me to read. Donald Trump.
0. No feeling. Don't like him.
Kamala Harris.
Love her. 10. Wish she was in office.
The Republican Party.
Don't care for him. 0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Love him. 10.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Like him.
From 0 to 10, excuse me?
By the 8.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
10.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. We are halfway through, by the way. Thank you so much for your time. Now, for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Not Trump. Biden. Voted for Biden.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about health and health, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Half and half.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the Congress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or events prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress, A 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Allow me to read. White supremacist
prevented it, so 0. Prevented progress, so 0.
Okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Prevented progress, 0.
Okay. President Biden.
10, allowed progress.
Okay. Supreme Court.
Prevented progress, 0.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
5.
Governor Kemp.
I'll give him a 5.
Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Now, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Now, allow me to read. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid.
5.
I'm sorry, just allow me to read the whole sentence. Now, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that... I'm sorry, just a second. Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health care coverage. I do apologize. I can read it one more time for you if you need it.
I didn't hear the whole question.
Okay, allow me to read it once again. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid. Now, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
5.
Okay. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block in Georgia hiring accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers.
Five.
Okay. We have made the streets towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress?
Pen.
Okay. Now, allow me to read the next one. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed at Black youth. 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
5.
Okay. Just a second. Now, the next one, it reads, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly dollars.
5.
Okay. We're almost done. Once again, thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, when 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. Okay. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10. Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. And I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know. That's I don't know.
This is based on your feelings.
Better than. I'm just answering that one. I don't really know how to give you a truthful answer on that, sir.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Okay. Are you married? Unmarried?
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children over the age 18?
Yep.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, sir.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Okay, would you say, are you employed full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Not much, because I was laid off. So I guess if you want a number, put 10,000.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important.